Hello, this is Brenda Villa, and welcome to our third installment of our Tarot series. And I get really excited about the power of Tarot. I get just crazy thrilled with its power to connect us and connect us to our intuition, amplify intuition. I get really excited about the superpower of storytelling of Tarot and how it can influence us and create better actions to move our stories forward, the story of our lives. And now what I want to talk about is the actual deck, right? You have to have the physical deck to access the power and to create the influence and build the confidence to navigate your world. This is what it comes down to, the deck. And I get a lot of crazy questions like, why is Tarot so weird? And why are, you know, where does it come from? And, you know, how come it's so foreign to us? And, you know, does something happen when I pick up the deck? I mean, there's all kinds of silly questions I get, fun questions I get, things that make me giggle. And what I want you to know about Tarot is that you've already played with Tarot. If you've ever picked up a deck of playing cards, you've already experienced elements of the Tarot because you've worked with four suits and the core cards. These elements come out of the whole Tarot deck. Tarot was actually created, usually it says Italy, sometimes sources say France, depending on the source. Tarot is a little bit, the origins of Tarot is a little bit veiled, just like the power of the Tarot. There's an element of veiledness to its ignition, but it was created as a game for royalty. And then they realized there was something supercharged about this game, and they weren't quite certain that they wanted everyone or anyone to have access to this. So they literally took Tarot underground. I am sure that there were people who always had access to it, but the majority who had access was diminished a lot, and they took it underground and it stayed there for a long time until it emerged. And when it emerged, it didn't emerge in the full deck, the totality of the deck that we have today. It emerged with four suits and core cards. That is our playing deck today. So if you've ever played anything from gin rummy to poker to solitaire, right? Not the digital version, the physical version, right? Those are elements of a regular tarot deck. So you're very familiar with this anyhow. What differentiates a tarot deck from just a regular playing cards are two elements, okay? Because it has the four suits, that's the same, numbers 1 through 10. And the tarot deck also has core cards. But the difference in the core cards is that there's one more core card in a tarot deck. So in our playing deck, we have Jack, Queen, King. In a tarot deck, you have Page, Knight, Queen, King. So you just add one more. And then also the Major Arcana cards. The Major Arcana cards is a big part of Tarot. It's the supercharge cards. It's the big life lessons. And when you say life lessons, like sometimes you think, oh, okay, I got to take this lesson on, and it seems like it's going to be a lot of work. That's not what I'm talking about. It's like it's a chance to expand your soul, your soul's knowledge, your soul's wisdom. It's a chance to say yes to the universe and go on a big soul adventure to find more powerful essence of who you are, an expression of who you are. It's an invitation to the universe. Although I will say, a lot of times when I do readings for people and I see a big opportunity, maybe in business, maybe in love, coming up, and people get really excited. How can I make sure that happens? How can I make sure that, you know, I don't miss my chance? Like, well, it's a Major Arcana card. You will not miss your chance. The Major Arcana cards usually come in with a big punch. They get your attention. There's an energetic whoo, kind of like the story I told about me connecting with Tarot. It's that kind of ignition that happens, that kind of supercharged invitation from the universe that says, want to play? Let's do this. So it's very exciting, the Major Arcana cards. But in our last segment, we talked about storytelling. And of course, Joseph Campbell is probably the most well-known who explained to us the hero's journey of the power of storytelling and the journey the main character takes. And all great stories have this element that there's a call, a challenge, and a search, and you lose yourself in the search, and then there's resolution, and then you may lose yourself again in a resolution in the growing. And this is the journey of the Major Arcana cards. The Major Arcana cards represent these guidepost, these major steps in any evolution, in any expansion or journey. And these are all contained in the Major Arcana cards. Now, it doesn't mean that every soul adventure you take or say yes to, every invitation you accept, takes you through every single step, but it'll hit most of them. There will be an expansion, there will be a curiosity, there will be learning, there will be, I have to contemplate this, I have to go inside, I'm overstimulated, and now I'm ready to go outside and re-engage with the world and bring this lesson forward in a tangible way, in an actionable way, and now I might take it up to the next level. So this is what the Major Arcana represents. And so when you're missing that, you're missing a big piece, a big punch of the power of Tarot. And there are readers who read just off of regular playing cards, and they do a fine job and can absolutely impart something that's valuable to the client. And they're still missing those major life shifts that are available. So it's just a different experience. It's not reading Tarot, it's just reading playing cards. There's a name for it. I can't think of it right now. So I want to just jump back to the suits, the four suits. In Tarot, they are the elements. While they may go by different names in different decks, in general, they're referred to as earth, water, air, and fire. And earth is anything that you can physically touch. And our work is represented in earth as well, because back in the day, we used to create things. Now we create a lot with negotiations by words and digital things that we can't touch. But our career or our work is represented by earth. And it's how we get paid, and it's how we navigate our way in the world through money. So money, physicality, our physical bodies are represented by earth, and our reputation, like our professional reputation, would be represented by earth as well. So that's the earth suit. And then there's the water suit. The water suit is our emotional world, our feelings, our relationships, our ability to connect on an emotional level. That is represented in the water suit. Then we have air. Air represents our intellect, our knowledge, our ability to communicate thoughts and create connections in that way. If we have new ideas or figure out solutions, that all happens in the suit of air. And then we have fire. And fire is, I think of fire as everything that you can feel, but you can't touch. So think of it as creativity, sexuality, and spirituality. These are things that are ignited deeply within you, but you can't physically put it in a box and send it to someone. So if I am a very creative person and I can whip anything up in a new and exciting way, I can't put an element in a box and send it to someone and say, here, I'm just going to hand off my creativity to you. I may be able to send them something that might spark creativity within them, but I wouldn't be able to just hand my creativity to them. So things that are sexuality, spirituality, right? That sexuality, that charge, that supercharge. When you meet someone, you're like, oh my gosh, what was that? That's amazing, right? You can't really just put that on a shelf and, you know, buy it. It has to come deep from within, and you feel it so intimately and so fully. And then, of course, the inspirational aspect of the spiritual domain that plays deep within you when you have that clarity. Like in the second session, I talked about the first time I was introduced to Tarot, that very first time, and I knew in every cell of my being that I was home, that this was something that I needed, that something that spoke so deeply to me, right? That inspiration, and that all lives in the suit of fire. And of course, these elements, these four elements, earth, water, air, and fire, can be spoken of or addressed in different words. So in different decks, earth would be stones, water would be bowls, air would be arrows, fire would be rods. And, that's just one. There are other decks that use other words, but just so you know, that in general, they represent the same symbol. The different symbols will represent each one of those domains as I explain them. And then the second part, of course, is the core cards. And the core cards, instead of the Jack, King, Queen in the playing cards, it is Page, Knight, Queen, and King. The page represents something that is a bit immature. That's not a negative thing. It's just literally a descriptor, right? So the page is something that's immature or something that's new. So think of it as a child or a new project that's just getting started. And then the knights represent something that has a little more maturity. So perhaps someone in their 20s or a project that's been going on for a while and has some momentum or has some even gained some stability underneath it as it's come out of that first phase of finding its legs underneath it. And then in the queen, we have the sacred feminine. And in the king, we have the sacred masculine. And in these four aspects of maturation, we have essential elements, right? We have in the immaturity, we have the innocence. In the knight, we have false bravery, but the big believing in yourself in a way that can be daring. And of course, then the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine, we have the maturity. In the deck that I created in the Beauty of Tarot, these are mostly represented by, in most traditional decks, that these are represented by human figures, male or female. But in my deck, I really couldn't find figures that felt that I had that feeling, that deep connection with. And so I chose non-gender specific symbols. The page is, and all the pages and all four suits, it's a symbol of a childlike symbol that has like the sun and the moon energy to it. And for the knight, it is an armor, a knight, like you would literally think like the knight, warrior. And so there's an element of, armor of being shown on the card. And then the queen has and the kings have beautiful crowns represented. So it's not actually a person that is traditionally used to represent these court cards, but it is an element of that. So tried to be a little more inclusive there. And then, of course, we talked about the third, the major arcana, the life lessons. And so these are the elements of Tarot. These are the joy that gets expressed is to watch these three elements play with each other, ignite each other, and support each other as they tell the stories. This is the tools that you use to gather the guidance, to meet people where they are when you're reading tarot for others, and to activate the messaging for you to navigate your own life in an empowered way that builds confidence, that supports your journey in the most efficient energetic engagement with the biggest return. These are the tools. This is the beauty of Tarot. I love the visual aspect of it. I'm a very visual person. And we'll talk more about the power of the visual in the last segment, in the next segment. So thank you so much for tuning in. And take your time in finding your own Tarot deck. Of course, I encourage you to check out the Beauty of Tarot because it is amazing. I love this deck so much. But really find your way, and different decks will call you for different times. So don't feel like you have to limit yourself or stay loyal to a deck. Like different phases of your life, different projects, different people will absolutely have an element that says, this is the deck that needs to be used, or that's the deck that needs to be used in this situation. It's a relationship, as I spoke of in the first segment. It's a growing, expansive relationship like any other relationship. And these cards will talk to you. They will appear in front of you, sometimes in front of your eyes, even when you don't have your deck. It's so interesting. And it just is, it's just this gift that keeps unfolding and keeps enhancing your life and helping you feel even more supported in your journey. That's the parts of the tarot deck. I can't wait for you to play and discover your way with these incredible tools. Thanks for listening.